we get comments, and there are comments, and we comment about comments, and it makes us sad.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for August 26th, 2019. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me.
That is you.
It is, all over. Thank you, Janine, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. You will not believe where we're doing this podcast.
In a closet.
Oh, now you gave it away.
Yep.
our friend George Bliss actually suggested this is probably the deadest room in your house is a closet. It actually sounds like pretty good.
Okay, so we're giving it a shot. We missed last week because it just didn't turn out right.
So we're just going to dive right into the comments. So, Janine?
Right. So actually, the Scott had week last week was, or the week before, was all about comments. And how sometimes comments get kind of mean. So AJR58 says, I have seen comments from both ends of the spectrum here and everything in between. Something to frighten everyone. Personally, although I am to the left, I generally appreciate Scott's perspective on things.
Oh, that's awfully sweet. Who was that?
It was AJR58.
Oh.
And Z Bicyclist agreed. Same with me. If you only read people you agree with, you don't learn much new.
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing, is that, you know, this sounds so condescending. I'm sorry when it comes out in my mouth. I heard it in my brain before it came up, and I'm still going to say it. But some of my very best friends are extremely liberal.
Right.
Like, bad crap crazy liberal. But I love them because they thought their positions through. They came to the different conclusions that I would. I would even argue that they came to the wrong conclusions. They disagree, obviously, passionately. And that's okay.
You still respect each other's opinion, and you don't call each other names. And when you do call each other names, it's because you know each other well enough that you know you don't mean it. Well, so you're not calling them stranger names.
No, I don't mean it at all. So yeah, you can have discussions. You can have heated discussions. You can get mad. But it doesn't mean that the other person is evil. I mean, and there is evil in this world. So let's call evil evil, and let's call opposing a political view an opposing political view.
Well, Christopher Shea says, criticism and offering counterarguments are not necessarily being mean, which is true, but many comments aren't necessarily a discussion back and forth. Although, I have to say, in Prickly City on August 23rd...
What happened?
Brain Pudding posted a comment, and there was a discussion about the role of government.
Hmm.
And it was an excellent discussion with everybody giving their points of view, counteracting each other's points, but no one was calling each other names or saying you're stupid. They were simply discussing. And it was great. It was great to see. And that's what we like. That's what you want.
So let's
you want
give that,
discussion.
Let's give that date again. When was it?
August 23rd.
So check out the Prickly City of August 23rd and scroll down to the comment section.
On Go Comics.
Yes. And see what a good conversation looks like.
Right, and it was a very good conversation, because that's not the kind of comments that you're complaining about. You're complaining about people who just say, oh, you're so stupid, or, you know, I wish all these people were dead, and things like that, which they are. And in fact, comments on your strip are usually pretty decent, but you have known people who have very nasty comments posted on their pages.
Yeah. So that and the comments sections used to be, you know, in the Wild Wild West, the Chicago Tribune stopped carrying comments. Because they just got so ugly so fast, and they got racist, they got sexist, they got just mean. And so that's what I was talking about. And then I just talked about, then I just went into psychotherapy with all of you and all my readers to talk about just feeling kind of sad. I think, Jenny, that's reasonable. I mean, it's a sad time, I think.
Well, a lot of people feel sad. Bruce 1253 says, the world is also exactly how we made it. You can bemoan its condition, or you can get involved and change it. Two people were discussing the state of the world. The first said, the world is a terrible place, full of fear and cruelty. The second, I see a world of opportunity, a place to come together and help each other build a new day. They were both right. Each got what they saw.
That's okay. Yeah, I think that's accurate. Listen, I mean, that old adage, you know, it's not how they can't make you react the way, they can't make you sad unless you let yourself be sad. Well, you know, some things are sad. I mean, let's be honest. But you can respond the way you want to respond. Bruce, right?
Yeah.
Bruce, I work hard. I mean, I talk about these types of things in the strip all the time and talk about how affection, empathy are important factors that we tend to forget in our daily political discussion. And so at least I'm trying to change it one comic strip at a time.
So you also did a comic strip last week where Winslow comes and gives Carmen a hug. So you got some comments on that.
On hugging?
Yes. Well, Cheapskate Zero said, "This is the best of Prickly City. We don't have to agree to be friends. And friends do hug friends who are in need."
Yeah. And, yeah, I was actually with a friend recently. He was dropping him off at the airport, and he gave me a hug, and it just lasted a lot longer than I expected. You ever had that happen? I mean, it was nice. It was
when to unhug.
it wasn't like, you know, I was going to give him the bro two pat, you know, and walk away. But apparently he needed more of a hug, and that was kind of nice. It was nice that he felt or at least he was comfortable enough with me to give me a hug like that. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, friendship is based on so many other things, like driving each other to the airport, like helping each other move. You know, that's a real friend right there.
Yes.
We have some friends, Fred and Karen, who are amazing. I mean, really amazing, like beyond amazing. So, and we're really lucky to have them. And I'm not sure we agree with them on everything.
No, we don't.
And that's okay.
Yeah, because we like them and we know where they're coming from. And it's very important to hear other people's point of view so you can figure out why people think what they think.
And
sometimes they have reason, sometimes they don't. Yeah, I like this comment.
Well, they better have a reason, otherwise.
Well, they have reason, sometimes reasons you can understand. Other times it's like, oh, I don't really get that. But Red State Pinko says, as a way, way, way left liberal, I gotta say this is another strip that demonstrates that Stantis is one of the few conservatives I wouldn't mind having a beer with, as long as he's buying and doesn't try to hug me.
We might hug after a couple beers. According to Janine, I'm a pretty affectionate after a few drinks.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, not obscenely. Not handsy, right?
No, just friendly.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't want to be creepy.
No, you're not creepy.
No, and of course I'll buy. If you're in the area, if you're ever, you know, our way, shoot us an email at pricklycity@gmail.com. And if we're in the same area at the same time, I will be more than happy to buy you a handsome craft beer even, not just one of those cheapy light beers.
Okay.
Okay, that seems fair. Okay, is that all the comments?
I think that's good.
All right. Hey, listen, thank you all for checking in on this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, please do so by going to gocomics.com/Prickly City. That's gocomics.com/Prickly City. You can sign in for free or register for free, get emails with your favorite comic strips, and you know Prickly City is going to be one of them. And they don't do anything else nasty. They don't send you advertisements, and they don't sell the list. So it's actually a really good deal. Again, that's gocomics.com/Prickly City. And leave a comment. Maybe we'll mention it here on the podcast. That'd be fun, huh?
It would be.
That would be very fun. That's my idea of fun.
Woo!
And if you want to contact us directly, as I said earlier, please feel free to do so by emailing us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. And for all of us, thank you. And thank you, Brian Altimer, our wonderful producer, who's very patient with us.
And very missed.
And very missed, yeah. He's a good dude. And for WGN and WGN Plus, thank you for letting us post this there. And to all of you for listening, I can't thank you enough. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.